and 1360 AM, along with Southern Season, present Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper. Listen over the next 30 minutes as Jay White and Liz Cooper present the Chapel Hill Carrboro community with insights from the world of culinary, local and national farming, and so much more. Side Dish is brought to you by Southern Season, Chapel Hill's landmark gourmet emporium. Great for local gifts and delicious favorites. Visit them online at southernseason.com. And now, here's your host, Jay White and Liz Cooper, with Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper, and we have a visitor today from the Angus Barn. Liz, would you like to introduce?
Yes. So today we have a very good friend and colleague of mine, Hank Schutemaker, who is the beverage manager at the Angus Barn. So Hank, why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on your show. I'm very excited to be here. Well, my name's Hank Schutemaker. I work at the Angus Barn as the wine and beverage director. I'm also a certified sommelier, so basically the wine guy at the Angus Barn. I started in 1985 as a server.
So you just got started there, huh?
Yeah. And so I had a good friend that worked at the Angus Barn, and I was going to school at the time, and she said, Hank, you got to get a job here, so it'll help you pay for your schooling and, of course, gas and everything else that a struggling student has to take care of. And so I got a job there and worked at the Angus Barn for about 3 years as a waiter. Fell in love with the whole restaurant concept, the owners. Never really thought I wanted to get into the restaurant business, but all of a sudden I had this desire to do that.
What were you going to school for at the time?
Believe it or not, I was going for business management.
Not too far of a leap.
Yeah. And, well, earlier it was for chemical engineering, and I realized I hated the periodic chart. I didn't want to memorize it, and
you couldn't
that was
the song,
end of
you?
It. I could not. So I sort of changed my mind a couple times as to what I wanted to do. So
chemistry, business, food, I think it all kind of,
yeah.
It does, one way or another, it really does
you're
come
right.
together. I mean, it's
yeah, so. It's all hand in hand for sure.
Exactly.
Are you from North Carolina?
I'm from Pennsylvania originally. Yeah, my parents are Dutch, so we moved to Pennsylvania in 1969.
Aren't they? So, but your parents are from?
They're from Holland.
From Holland.
Oh, so you're.
Yeah.
I was thinking somewhere you lived in Chile along the way.
Well, I was born in Chile, actually.
Okay.
So my parents got married, moved to Chile, and
I knew there was a story in there.
Yeah, somewhere. They lived there for 13 years. My dad worked for the Shell Oil Company in their agricultural division. One of my siblings became very ill, and during that time, also the government changed, where it became more communist. And so, given those two factors, the doctor suggested that we move to the United States, where they could take better care of my sibling. And so, my parents just moved all of us out to Pennsylvania, And so, in 1982, I moved to North Carolina.
Great.
So that's sort of how it all happened.
Okay, so now back to the barn. You worked
so
as
I was
a waiter?
I was a waiter for 3 years. Mm-hmm. I really fell in love with the restaurant, and I wanted to become a dining room manager. So I approached the owner of the restaurant and spoke to her, and she agreed. And so I became a dining room manager for about a year. During that time, the assistant wine and beverage director left, and the owner asked me to take over that spot. At first, I was hesitant because I really enjoyed what I was doing, running dining rooms, and so I said, okay, I would do it. And shortly after that, the wine and beverage director left, and I knew a little bit about wine because we had monthly wine classes even back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so I agreed to take that position, and just at that point, I thought I was in over my head when I took that job.
Was the list as comprehensive back then when the other directors left before you came on board? Was it already?
It was pretty large. Mm-hmm. The original owner, Thaddeus Jr., before he passed, he wanted to start a world-class wine program at the restaurant. He was president of the National Restaurant Association. And if you know anything about that, he mm-hmm. served for 2 years and traveled all over the country and realized that wine was becoming a real integral part of dining. And he wanted to have a really incredible wine list. He met Bern Laxer at Bern Steakhouse, who's just an incredible guy.
It's an incredible restaurant. And it really, I mean, Angus Barn almost has a little bit of that Bern Steakhouse feel to it. That sort of old-timey steakhouse, great.
Where is that restaurant? Yeah, I don't know.
It's in Tampa.
Tampa, Florida.
That's a trip to make if you've never been to Burns.
It's an iconic restaurant.
It is. I keep threatening to drag Hank down there because I don't think you've actually ever eaten there, have you?
Never, never.
It's quite an experience.
Yeah, Van's been there, but I never have.
It's a lot of fun. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the barn.
Meanwhile, back at the barn. So he wanted to, he knew that Bern Steakhouse had won the Wine Spectator Grand Award, and he wanted to do the same thing. So he challenged his general manager at the time, Mel Simpson, to start a wine program. And they did that. And finally, in 1989, we won the Wine Spectator Grand Award, which is really the highest
achievement. So how many years was that from his?
1982, I believe.
So it took 7 years to build the program to that, that point.
That's... Unfortunately, Mr. Ure died in 1988. But his daughter, Van Ure, took over as general manager, and then, of course, his wife was the owner. And so after we won the Grand Award, the entire wine cellar was remodeled. During that time, the wine and beverage director left the restaurant, and I took over, I think, in 1990. All the remodeling was basically finished in 91.
It was quite an endeavor.
It was.
Remodel that wine cellar.
Yeah, we had two
beautiful dining and tasting rooms down there now.
There are. What was down there was basically restaurant equipment storage, and then two big rooms that housed cases of wine from the floor to the ceiling. It was not very pretty, so we had to redo everything.
It's
added a lovely dining room. It's a beautiful place. Yeah.
Is the dining room? I'm trying to picture it. I think it's. Is it just one big table?
It's actually two, so everything's sort of been done over time. So in 91, we finished the cellars, and we added another cellar to the existing room. So we remodeled the existing rooms, took another room, made that into part of the wine cellar, and then we added a beautiful dining room that's at 28. It's called Alice's Room. It's named after Alice Ure, who decorated the room when she was alive.
So you can – how does – do I have to have a minimum party of
12 people? That's it.
12 is the minimum for that room?
That's
cool.
It.
That's great to know. That's a special occasion.
And it's a per-person price, and we do a gourmet dinner with wine.
Yes, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, presented by Southern Season in Chapel Hill, online at southernseason.com. And now, back with more Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host Liz Cooper, and we're talking to Hank from the Angus Barn today.
So Hank, we talked a little bit about the barn and your background and how you got started there, and about the Ures. As I said before, it's quite a wonderful experience to be able to go to the barn. And for people that maybe, you know, have been living in a bell jar and haven't been there, I think we should talk a little bit about how, I mean, it's just such an iconic place. You can go there on any given day at 4 in the afternoon, and the Wild Turkey Bar is busy, and the restaurant, it's busy all the time. And how do you account for that? How do you explain that?
Well, I think that was something that started from the very beginning. Thad Ure Jr., when he was president of the National Restaurant Association, he was known as Mr. Hospitality.
I can see that.
He just traveled everywhere all over the United States and just talked about hospitality. Just take care of your customers. And that's what we really work hard to do every day at the Angus Barn. We want to make sure that our service is really great.
And it's true. I mean, from the guy that meets you at your car to the fellow bussing the table to... I mean, everybody has a smile. Everybody is just, and I think, genuinely happy to see you and appreciates that you are the guest. I think that's something you guys do better than really anybody around. I think that's something.
I'm going to just put my two cents in. Why I think you are so successful is that you've stayed true to his original kind of vision, I think.
Yes.
You know, there was a time when steakhouses all sort of did the steakhouse thing. Well, you're still doing it, and you're doing it so well. I mean, to get a crock of cheese at the table with crackers brings me back to when my dad used to take us to steakhouses and prime rib places. That's still going on with the pickles and the cheese. And
people love that.
Yeah,
they really do.
It just, it doesn't get old. It's just so well done.
It's nostalgic.
Right.
It is.
And then,
it feels good.
And then to get a nice, bright, red, shiny apple on your way out the door. I mean, what's better than that?
Well, thank you. Well, certainly service is part of our culture, but tradition as well. So many people have celebrated their special occasions at the restaurant, and we never, ever lose sight of that, and we're always working towards becoming better and coming up with ways to make our customers happier and keeping it unique. And so we all of us that work there, we love the Angus Barn, we love our guests, and it's just a wonderful place to work.
So when you took over the wine program, did you institute more serious training for the wait staff? So they, or do they rely on you to come to the tables and your staff, or are all the waiters pretty well versed in the basics?
All of our staff go through pretty intensive wine training. A new hire has to go through 3 days of basic wine training, and then they are required to come to monthly wine classes. They are quizzed and tested because it's very important when you have that much wine that the staff are really knowledgeable. We do have a group of people that have taken their wine education a little further. And so there are a lot of people that can actually talk about wines pretty intelligently. And so the more people that can do that, the better,
we are. You've shared your passion for wine, not only just with your staff, but throughout the community. I know that when the Quartermaster Sommeliers comes, they hold their exams at the Angus Barn. And I know that you actually will invite the local community of people that are Somms that want to take these exams to sit through your classes. And I think that's really generous. I think that's what it's, you know, again, it goes back to that being able to welcome people and make them feel comfortable and to sort of pay it forward.
I think giving back is so important.
Yeah.
If you receive, you should give back.
Absolutely.
And so we do. We have a lot of people that come in, and I help them with wine tastings and anything that they need in order to achieve their goals.
Excellent.
The barn itself gives back in a very big way. You have a foundation. Would you like to mention that?
We do. We have a foundation called the Foundation of Hope, and it was started by Thad and Alice Ure. They have a member of the family that was mentally ill, and at that time, no one ever talked about mental illness. It was sort of brushed under the rug. You were either institutionalized or they kept you at home. But no one talked about it. And so when the member of their family became really ill, there was no cure. They didn't know what to do. And so I think Patty Duke was one of the first people to talk about mental illness. And so Mr. and Mrs. Ure started this foundation to raise money for the research and treatment of mental illness. When you think about one out of every three or four people have a form of mental illness, that's pretty big. Mm-hmm. That's pretty major.
Yeah.
And so you can imagine how devastated they were in finding out that there was very little that could be done. And so they started this really wonderful foundation. In 1988, when Mr. Ure passed away, a group of us started the Walk for Hope, where we actually walk to raise money for mental illness. That first year, we walked from the Angus Barn all the way to 42nd Street Oyster Bar,
Whoa.
Which was
it's
one hell of a
ground.
Walk.
Yes, that is.
That's downtown.
That's where I actually met Liz for the first time. So,
gosh, those were the days, huh?
Yes. I think we did that for 2 years, and then we realized that was a bit much. And so now our walk is from the Angus Barn through the beautiful Umstead Park, and then we come back to the Angus Barn, and then we have lots of food to eat for our walkers and a live band, and it's a party.
So do you have an event coming up here soon for?
We do, we do. We started a new thing. Well, it's not that new. We've done it, for about 6 or 7 years, but it's called the Bike for Hope. And we started this when Van's father-in-law, George Tannhauser, passed away. He loved the Foundation of Hope, was very, very involved. And he owned a bike shop. And so we started what we call now the Bike for Hope. It's April 26th. And we get cyclists from all over. There's a lot of teams that come out and cycle, and it's really a lot of fun. But if anybody's interested, you can certainly call Shelley Urbelk, who is running the foundation, and her number is 919-781-9255, and she can give you more information on it. But it's a lot of fun.
Is that in addition to the walk, or is it?
It is an addition to the walk.
So you do two events a year then?
Well, we do a little more than that. We do little events everywhere. We also have a big dinner that we do that we call our Gala for Hope, mm-hmm. and where people come to sit down for a 4 or 5 course meal and just enjoy an evening. We have guest speakers that come. We had Mariel Hemingway last year that spoke about mental illness. That was amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, we have to go to break again. When we come back, we have our questions for you, Hank. So we've given you a little preview, so you'd be thinking about your answers.
Okay.
You're listening to Side Dish on WCHO.
You're listening to Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper, presented by Southern Season. Now, back to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Liz Cooper, and I'm here with my partner, Jay White, and Hank Schoonemaker from Angus Barn.
So, Hank, what does a person who spends his day telling the world about great wines, tasting great wines, eating good food, what do you do to relax?
Well, I have several hobbies. One is gardening, of the non-vegetable kind, and so I just love to garden, and that's my way of being creative. Call it a sort of an art form. And I love all sorts of things, but mainly I love to do more of an oriental style of gardening.
Yeah.
So I love that. I love getting out there, getting my hands dirty. And just this morning I was filling up a couple carts full of mulch so that tomorrow morning when I get up, I can spread those out.
It's that time of year when it just, the outside just draws you out. It's like I have the same urge to get out and play in the dirt.
It does, and especially with all the weather we've had, bad weather, you just have this urge to get out there.
It's all this pent-up energy.
So there's something else that you do that I think you should share with us.
Are you sure?
I think you should.
Okay. Well, I raise...
This is an evil laugh.
I raise fan-tailed pigeons. So what a fan-tailed pigeon looks like, they look like little turkeys. They have big flat tails, and I've been raising pigeons since I was a young boy. So it was something I just got into by accident. And now I raise them as a hobby. I show them.
Do you show them?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like you would show a dog. They have shows for pigeons.
Right.
And it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's a small world. We discovered that we have a common friend that is into the birds also. So that's interesting. So, Liz...
All right.
It's that time.
Dun, 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 dun. So our hot seat questions. So our first question is, you're invited to a dinner party, and you can sit between any two people you'd like, living or dead, famous or not famous. Who would you like to sit between and why?
I think Elizabeth Taylor and Rock Hudson would be two fun people to sit with at a dinner party. Nice. Naturally, there's no one like Liz Cooper. Yeah. But I get to hang out with her quite a bit. So
the other Liz.
We have a lot of time. So we've got the other Liz. And there's just so many questions that I want to ask them about life and their careers.
And the discussion, most assuredly.
Well, Hank, it's been a pleasure having you sit around the table with us today. Good luck at the barn. Good luck with the walk and the bike.
Can we
bike
very
run?
Quickly?
Sure.
Just cover if people are wanting to make reservations or have a special occasion at the Angus Barn, how they would get in touch.
Yes, the restaurant opens at 3 o'clock, the Wild Turkey Lounge, and we serve a full menu up there starting at 3. The rest of the restaurant opens at 5 o'clock. If they can call and make reservations, I strongly urge people to make a reservation. And the main number that they can call is 919-787-3505.
So, folks, your next special occasion that's coming up, think about the Angus Barn. You won't be disappointed. It is quite the event. Thank you, Hank. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
We'll be together again next week.
Thank you so much.
Don't go away.